At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? It's me, Angel of Vet Chick Angel TV, and beside me is my co-host who just swallowed all loud into the microphone. Introduce yourself, baby.
The sick and ill Tank or Big Marcus.
Even though you're sick or ill, you're going to give him what you got.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, give it all I got.
Give it all that you got. Real quick, I'll make this as fast as possible because somebody complained about our intro being way too long.
Yeah, sit back and enjoy it. Tell me my intro is too long. Let's make it 8 minutes.
No, but real quick, thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Please follow it either on iTunes or SoundCloud. And you can subscribe to That Chick Angel TV on YouTube where you can watch the podcast and also get a little bit of bonus footage. And also want to give a shout out to our good friend Classic Levine. His real name is Darnell, so I'm sorry I kind of directed y'all the wrong way, but Classic Levine is who he goes by. That's some of the music that we're sampling at the beginning and the end of the podcast. And I think that's all. Oh, so I want to tell you all, could you stop swallowing all loud into the mic?
It's my throat. I'm gonna have to go get me a Ricola.
A Ricola,
that's what it's called.
Ricola.
A Ricola. Ain't nobody read Cola.
Okay,
you ain't gotta sing it.
Then I can like say X-Men. Commercial.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
X-Men's stupid.
He gets mad because
I
say X-Men.
I get mad because you purposely say it to annoy me.
No, that's how it can be said. X-Men.
Shut up. You done lost track. Go.
If you can say Ricola, I can say X-Men. So follow us on our different social media platforms. I am at Angel the Actress on Instagram and Twitter. I am at Angel the Actress, also on Snapchat, and then on Periscope, I'm That Chick Angel, and on Facebook, I am That Chick Angel TV, and Marcus on Periscope is Big Marcus 2782.
And
we're not talking about BP. No, I'm not even gonna say the name.
Y'all can catch me on
Black. You don't even know how Black to Planet. Log in. You don't even know how to log in on
I
there.
I bet I do. I'm gonna do it. Watch.
You gonna do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do it and Periscope it. The same time. Periscope it. Okay, so today we're gonna keep with entertainment. We had did music before.
I'm sorry, can you hear me swallowing?
Yeah, you're swallowing.
I'm about to go get a Ricola.
It'll be fine. We'll make it work. We apologize in advance for the hard swallow. It sounds like you're trying to push something through a tight door or something. So Black,
feels like somebody's hacking through the back of my throat with an axe. Go ahead.
We don't actually have to keep it to just actors of color. We can. It's more so like stuff that we've been enjoying, and we can also talk about how television shows have changed over time, kind of like what we did with music.
All
right. So right now, Marcus, what is your favorite television show?
Why you hit me with that?
You don't know. You can separate it between comedy and drama.
Okay, comedy. Actually, Blackish is getting up there.
It is. What is it competing funny. Against?
All my animated stuff.
Really? Really?
Yeah, Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some Archer.
That's on FX, right?
FX.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it... Because I always watch reruns of older shows, so you always competing with those top notch like Sanford and Son, Martin, King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, so these are Marcus's.
Yeah, these are my
current and past favorites.
Absolutely. I keep the rerun. I'm start recording all of them.
It's so, what's so funny is our friend Brisha's parents, they're coming into town tomorrow, and they typically come and spend time at our house with us. And I remember one time Brisha's mother came and was like, "Martin ain't on." She's like, "Every time I come over here, Martin's on." That's how often.
You know what? Let me fix that. It's on now.
So yeah. So Black-ish is competing with your animated shows. Any other scripted show you think?
Modern Family is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But with the new ones, I'm not at, let's see a rerun. You know, I'm not anxious just to sit down and watch it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It don't make me laugh over and over again. None of the new ones do. Not to say they're not good, but they ain't reached that pinnacle yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Something else will come up. See, you always spring these questions on me. I don't get a chance to think about this before we start. You know what we're gonna talk about.
No, I don't. That question sprung into my head just now. Now, typically, if we weren't doing this late at night, I would have written out the
question. When's the last time we ain't did this?
It's been a long time, but we're committed to getting it done. We should have did a couple at Memorial Day weekend, but we just chilled out.
Some of the time, we was busy a little bit though.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah. As far as
drama,
you the reason I'm sick.
No, it's not. And I'm sorry for
as far as drama. One just ended, which was two just ended. Sons of Anarchy.
No,
that was my ish.
It ended.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's completely done. And the other one just ended. What's it called? Series finale was Justified. That was my joint. I got hooked on it because it was supposed to be based out of Kentucky. None of that was in Kentucky, or at least Lexington. I can promise you that if you're familiar with the show. But the show itself, it was good.
You got any reality TV that you like watching?
Not the typical stuff. I watch like the car shows.
Yeah.
The rebuilding, you know, the car shows. Trying to think.
What?
Is that it? Like the reality shows? It's usually something where they building something.
Yeah, or they gotta sell something. What's that one with the man with the long beard and the dude with the
Mythbusters?
No. This is a car show.
That's Gas Monkey. Yeah. It's not called. The garage is called Gas Monkey. The name of the show is, I can't remember. Fast and Loud.
So, what do you think is the big difference between the shows now and then the shows? Because a lot of the shows that you named were popular in the early 90s going into the late 90s. Like, obviously, Sanford and Son, granted, is old as all get out, so not really including that because that's now a classic. But like Martin, and then coming into King of Queens, which was like late 90s, early 200s, those 200s. Are both. Oh, I did say 200s. Yeah. It's late.
AD or BC?
Shut up. 2000s. You watch it. Look, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is on our TV right now.
Yeah.
He can sit and watch that.
That's one that I can. Yeah, I can sit and watch reruns. It's still funny to me.
What about those shows do you feel like
are different now from then?
I mean, other than obviously those two shows, other than King of Queens, the two shows, Jamie Foxx, which you used to watch reruns of too, but Martin and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, they both have black male leads. But like, other than that, what do you feel like is like the draw of that and is missing from shows right now? Or do you think the shows right now don't need it?
I think it's a different than the culture is different. It's like especially with the black shows, like people see shows now, you know, had a couple of friends or a friend in a show. And if you have somebody as animated as Will Smith or Martin Lawrence was back in the day, now they considered, oh, why they got to be acting like that? Where back in the day it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, why is it now offensive to you when you know, 10, 12 years ago or longer than that? I don't know.
So let's go ahead and put it all out on the table. So Brisha, who I already brought up, Webb, she was one of the leads on Love That Girl, and she played this very ghetto character called I'm Unique. And I actually did an episode with her playing her best friend, Latavia. and I was real ghetto. I had a gold tooth, pink hair, and there were a lot of people that were just hated the show, especially for that character, as well as the gay characters, because gay characters were extremely flamboyant and not like, they weren't three-dimensional for the most part of the show. they were just, they were there for comic relief. And same thing for I'm Unique. And people, very offensive, they were just like, it's just degrading. But then when we look at Martin and his character Shanae, which actually kind of I'm Unique was based off of, the creator,
yeah, same
of,
creator.
The creator, yeah. Of of Love That Girl was one of the writers and I think eventually a producer on Martin. So that's where Shanae came from. So back in the day, people loved it and laughed. So the same people who were complaining about Love That Girl are people that I know love Martin. And I just found it, I found it odd that they had a problem with this currently when it was the exact same formula. Granted, it wasn't the same money because Fox wasn't, you know, right, funding Love That Girl. But same, you know, same archetypes, because that's kind of the thing in sitcoms is that you have, like, you have the fool or the buffoon. Right. You have the straight man.
Yeah, from day one, you always had that. Yeah. Even, you know, you look at, you know, I never watched the show Seinfeld. You got the guy Kramer, who was the idiot.
Yeah, he's the buffoon.
You got the straight guy. You got the conniving guy. You know, it's
so all the
same
characters
formula over and over.
Are archetypes, but like Marcus said, I think with the times changing, certain things aren't considered acceptable anymore. But I think it's hard for people to remember just a decade ago, or now almost two decades ago, this was something that people were laughing at in their households for a very long time. It made a couple of actors very famous and well respected. But it has.
Yeah, I mean, In Living Color.
Yeah, a lot of those.
A lot of people. Like, In Living Color has blown up so many actors and actresses.
And Men in Film would be considered extremely,
God, yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Offensive now.
It would be horrible now, but then, I mean, a lot of, and you know, a lot of the young generation don't even know that all these
big time stars
are famous
started
from one show, one single solitary show.
So it is. It's kind of, it's strange, and I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Sorry, I have to cough.
Really?
That.
You can lay off cigarettes, yeah. Truth. Ain't you seen the Truth commercial?
I was in a Truth commercial.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Listened.
Shut up. Ain't nobody
smoking. He was in the opening commercial.
Ain't nobody smoking. I feel like the big problem is not so much that you have a character in these shows. I think as long as you are showing many facets of the whatever race that, like, so Love That Girl was a majority black cast, other than the two, like I said, the two gay neighbors that were on the show, they were white and Latino, but everybody else was a black character. And I feel like in each of those people you got to see different type of black people, so it wasn't like
you got to see the successful smart person, you got to see the different.
Exactly.
It's not just,
acting a fool. Even the I'm Unique character was more multifaceted. It was a person who had a real job that came out of the gutter that still has some ghetto tendencies, strong ghetto tendencies. But I feel like as long as you're showing many different facets of a person, I feel like it's okay to show even the type that you don't really want other people seeing. I think it's okay to do that. But that's the reason why I have a problem with shows like Love and Hip Hop. Now, I can't speak too much on it because I don't watch the shows to really know who all the characters are. But when I have caught a glimpse or caught an episode, they all seem so ratchet. Like, I can't even find, like, the glimpse of hope in these characters. I mean, they're real people, but obviously they're all played up for television because they're trying to keep their show on the air, so they act more. I'm hoping they're acting more ratchet than what they normally are. But I feel
a lot of people feel the same about what's it called? The one we were like, Empire.
Yeah, which I think it's crazy. I do.
But I think their problem with it is, okay, so you can't be this, you know, wildly successful family, black family, without coming from this horrible place or still being involved in this horrible place. And they feel it's, you know, putting a further.
But I feel like it's about a balance. It's about a balance. Empire is not the only show on.
No. But it's just one of those, like, white, y'all over here, y'all all into Empire. And look how it's making us look. You know what I'm saying?
This is my thing. I don't care if you do come from the gutter. If Empire were real, if these people used to sell, like if this was like a real, based on a true story, if you used to sell drugs.
Probably based on a lot of true stories.
Yeah.
Based on them, but it's telling a lot of true stories.
And used to be a killer or still are. And you're able to build a multi-million dollar company. Like,
sorry, if you used to be a killer or still are.
Yeah, because I realized that is the case for Empire. And are able to build a successful public company, I don't understand how that's a negative thing to show on TV. Granted, they show a lot of negative stuff the drama of it, right. But I see it as a soap opera more than a representation of.
But what people don't realize is you have to create that, even things based on true stories, they have to create drama to make it more interesting.
Yeah.
Like the whole O.J. Simpson trial that was on, and there were people that were interviewing people from the actual that lived it out. And a couple people upset, like, this is not how it happened, or that's not how it happened. Like, I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. But they have to make it dramatic for Hollywood.
Right. But, yeah, Empire, I really don't have a problem with. I don't. I feel like if they were still in the gutter, if we didn't get to see an evolution of them trying to be something better, I might have a problem.
They are still in the gutter, except for the one son or two sons.
But I don't think, they're business people. They're business people actually running a legitimate business. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
That's the part that I'm talking about.
But you can't tell me Lucius ain't still in the gutter.
He still acts like he's in the gutter, but he is also running, like, you are dis...
regardless of what you're running and where you at, he's still in the gutter, though. He just killed a man last season.
He still has, that's what I'm saying, he still acts like he's in the gutter, but he is not. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he is. He's just in the gutter in a nice suit.
I guess we don't consider it the same thing. When I say gutter, I'm not just talking about your actions. I'm talking about where you live, the life you are forced to live.
When I say in the gutter, I'm strictly talking about the way you perceive life, the way you live, not physically where you at.
I'm talking about the whole thing. He, for instance, you know, he tells the story of him being living with his mama, basically kind of in the projects, and then having to be raised on his own and grow up in the streets selling drugs or whatever. So he is now no longer in that situation. He's still acting like he's in that situation.
He's acting worse.
Yeah,
he's pretty a more honest person when he didn't have nothing.
True, very true.
So that's why I say we just have a different definition.
Yes, we have a different we have a different definition, but I just, it's kind of like, you know, I have people in my family that have been in the gutter, lived in it, but they have made better for themselves, but you can still see that gutter on them, but they still able to get their work done.
Every family function.
Whatever. But they still able to get their work done. I appreciate that. I think that's great to show a person like that, because for me, I feel like to show only Blackish, in a sense, is to say you have to start off perfect to end up with this life or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But to be able to show, yo, you might not have came from perfection, but...
But Blackish is different, because almost every story of a Black family or Black success comes from nothing, making it to something. You know, it's like the whole thing with the, you know, the college movie is where, you know, the white kid is like, oh, guess I got to go to college. I don't want to go to this college. I'd rather go to that college. Where Black kids is like, if I make it to college, I'll be the first in my generation or first person in my family ever. So Black is just different in that aspect, because you have very few success stories of, oh, I came from an okay family and I'm just trying to keep that going or even come up from that.
You're talking about the story that Blackish is telling?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's good too.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I feel like it's okay to have both. It's okay to show, people who came from the low that came up on the come up, and then people who, like you said, they lived an okay life and were able to, you know, do better for themselves. So now that their children are living a privileged life, which is so different than the life they grew up in.
Yeah.
So, which is also different than the Cosby Show, because the Cosby Show, I feel like they were all in the
they met in high school, they went to college together,
yeah, they were all in the upper class
but
the entire
I do
time.
Appreciate how they didn't make their kids as successful as them, because that does happen too. It's like, yeah, we a doctor and a lawyer, but you got you know, some kids that dropped out of school. Mm-hmm. You got another kids who, you know, still just wanted to drive a bus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He became a teacher. Yeah. He's dyslexic. Yeah. 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 No, the Cosby Show was beautifully done. Like, I ain't got no problems with it. I think it was the first of its kind and it did it very well. So I don't have any qualms with it. I feel bad that it doesn't rerun as much because of the whole Cosby scandal. But I love that show. I used to watch reruns of that when I was in college. Now, my favorite shows are probably Empire, and I just fell in love recently with Power, which I don't think they're anything alike, but they're both very grimy.
Power's a good one. I like Power.
I mean, the sex scenes are a bit much for me, but I do enjoy both. So those are probably, I'm trying to think, are there any other serious ones that I really have gotten into that have given me twists in turns? Now Empire is losing me a little bit because it's so soap opera-ish. It's just like, oh gosh, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it was played as more as a drama.
A lot of them are doing that. They lose us after so long.
Yeah, because Scandal used to be up there. Scandal is so low. Right,
yeah, so yeah. Blacklist.
For those who have been with us for a long time, we used to do Scandalicious Sundays. I had to stop because I didn't want to talk bad about the show every single episode. So I was just like, I can't do
it. It's just taking
recaps.
Some weird turns in the writing. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's weird. It's definitely weird. So I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a huge fan of it. I do like How to Get Away with Murder. Marcus doesn't like it. It took a while to grow on me, but once it did, I was like, okay.
Like, I love the concept. It's extremely clever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the I don't know what it is. I try to get into it, but I can't.
Comedy wise, yeah, the same thing. Blackish, Modern Family, its first two seasons, that writing was slaying me on a regular. Like, it was so quick. It was almost like, how do you write that? I couldn't figure out how they were writing the bits that they were putting in there because they were so fast and funny. I fell in love with that show, but it's not as, it doesn't pack as hard of a punch as it used to. I feel like I'm forgetting a show that I'm obsessed with, but I can't think. Now, I love some reality TV shows. I will watch The Braxton Family Values. I watch all of that, the Wee stuff. So, Mary.
Say the network.
Tamar and Vince. I love that. And then I like a lot of the Housewife shows. I don't know what got me so.
National Geographic.
You do like National Geographic.
I keep on some National Geographic. Big Cat Week. Every time. Love me some Big Cat. I like that better. A lot of people like Shark Week. I ain't really on that. Yeah, I absolutely love Big Cat Week. That shuts everything down for me. Like I said, you won't find me doing nothing else but watching Big Cat Week when it's on.
Yeah, I got into reality TV shows because I like to see how rich people live. And that was the only way I was going to get it. And like a peep into their world.
I still don't think you've seen it.
No, I think originally I did. Now there's a lot of people faking the funk.
Yeah, you walk in somebody's big $3 million house and ain't nothing on the walls. Like, you straight renting. They can charge you for each hole you put in that wall.
But yeah, I do. I do love me some reality TV shows. I think for me, television in some ways has changed for the better. I do kind of like the way comedies are going, because at first I was like, where are all the sitcoms? Because I used to really enjoy sitcoms, you know, with the laugh track and everything. You remember, we used to love The Game when it was on the CW and it actually had a laugh track. And then I remember when the laugh track got removed and they changed it to a dramedy, it was more just a drama. I was just like, I am not here for this. I am not.
That show started off real good. Mm-hmm. I really liked that show, The Game. And then all of a sudden it took a turn. It was like, I could care less if this ever airs again.
It got bad. I think that was when the CW knew they were going to drop it. So it was just, it seemed like almost like self-sabotage. Like, they were purposely sabotaging that show so that it wouldn't do well. But that was a really good, you remember Flash Forward?
Flash Forward was my joint. Flash Forward and Revolution.
I never watched Revolution. Did that get canceled?
Yeah. It played out for like another two seasons after I stopped talking about it. But yeah, it was still playing. And that and Flash Forward was both good. It was on ABC, NBC?
I don't remember. But Flash Forward only made it through a season. Yeah. They just put too big of a break between the winter break that, you know, shows take. They didn't come back until March. And that show couldn't survive that long with that big of a break from December to March. It just died on us, and that was our jam. Yeah, TV is me and Marcus's big thing. Like, he comes home from work, I cook dinner, we sit down and eat, and we have our shows that we watch. So we're right now about to be in a drought because of the summer. We do have Royal Pains, which is in there last season. We used to watch Burn Notice, too, until it got more on USA.
Yeah. Actually, we didn't watch, like, the last three seasons of that.
Yeah,
we just kind of lost
interest or something.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens, when there's a show that I'm up on and then it just loses me. Because I want to see it through to the end, but yeah, that one didn't make it. It did not make it at all.
I know a lot of people probably going to comment. They're going to say start naming their favorite shows. I know somebody going to name Friends.
You think so?
Yeah, I despise that show.
That's Erica's, my best friend Erica. Yeah. That's her favorite show.
I hate that.
You hate the show Friends.
Yeah.
It has some funny moments. Phoebe is a hilarious, but that was never one of my shows.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite show.
The whole thing of the show and how it got started and why.
Oh, okay. He's talking about, you can't just drop him a little nugget and then
leave
it alone.
I knew you was going to pick it up. See, you got to work with me. It's called chemistry.
Whatever. He's talking about how Living Single basically was Friends. And then Living Single did so well that they created a formula of a show that just wasn't with minorities. And there you have Friends. And it kind of
blew it out of the water.
That's
literally how it got started.
Blew it out of the water. They took what was really working well and just redid it. And was like, hey, let's just not do it with the bunch of people of color. That's not to try to take away other people's creativity or the people who ended up, you know, writing on the show, but
no,
it's
not at all.
Obvious.
Yeah, the concept of the show. I was just like, you know, I despise it. I won't give it any credit. I won't watch it.
Now, my favorite show of all time, and I'm not, and while I'm answering this, you get your answer together. My favorite show, I think, of all time that only had three seasons is Arrested Development. I have never had a show have me hollering and crying the way that show had me hollering and crying. And I didn't even watch the show when it was on air. I became a fan of it after it went off air and bought the box set. And I'm talking about from DVD 1 all the way to the last DVD. I hollered. I did watch it when it came back on Netflix. It was good. It wasn't as good as it was when it was like on the air, but I'm going to tell you what, they had some of the best actors, comedic actors, I've ever seen on television. Like, the chemistry of everybody.
That was actually one of my favorite shows, too.
It was, oh my goodness. If you've never seen Arrested Development, actually, the show doesn't have any black people on it. And not to say that you can only watch shows with black people on it.
I was like, what?
It doesn't. I mean, because most, a lot of shows we talked about have, you know, black leading characters or whatever. This show, it's like you turn your mouth to the mic and then
all the coughing you're doing. Why are you worried about me swallowing?
Because I can't help but to cough. Like, coughs happen. Swallowing in the mic is something that you don't have to do. I mean, I don't even know how you do it. That how your throat isn't hurting. That's like
My throat is hurting. That's why I'm swallowing, because I'm drinking water. Go.
That's why you're swallowing.
I'm drinking water. Why you all off?
I'm not off topic.
ADD.
The topic is your throat is loud.
Your mouth is loud.
You just did that.
I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to press my Adam's apple against the mic and swallow hard as I'll get out.
I hope you lose your voice tomorrow.
I might.
That would be great.
To keep you from talking to me. I won't respond.
I'll keep talking. Yeah, I'll keep a talking. What's your favorite show of all time? That's what you were supposed to be thinking about instead of arguing with me.
One of my other shows I forgot to mention is Into the Badlands. Let's give them a round of applause. Oh my God. I just remembered. I love that show. It should have been back on by now. I would have thought. It only had like five, maybe six episodes. Shut up.
Why are you talking? I didn't say anything.
Five, maybe six episodes. Into the Badlands. It's like every single show episode is like a movie. It's like post-apocalyptic martial art swords. It's crazy.
Love we forgot it. To say that we watched Walking Dead. We do. I wonder who they killed. They killed somebody.
I think I already know. I'm almost 100. We know who they killed.
Yeah, we think
we
know.
We're pretty sure who they killed. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did we say the redhead or the slow one?
Neither.
Oh, who you think?
I ain't gonna say.
Oh,
I can go ahead and say who I think it is. I honestly think it was The black chick. The cute one. Not say not the, both of the one.
Not Michonne, but Michonne. Not Michonne. Michonne has the locks. The other one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
The reason I said Michonne's cute too. The reason I said the cute one because they have a hard time making her look scruffy. Other than her hair, because it's still like, really? Your eyebrows is done?
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, you can't spray. Usually you can spray oil on black people that make your face shine. It's like, oh, you look like you smell.
So wait a minute. Into the Badlands is your favorite show of all time?
One of them, right? Yeah, after one season, I can honestly say that.
Really?
Yes. It's that off the hook.
I don't know if you really going to stand by that.
Oh, I'm standing by it.
You serious? You can't think of nothing else?
No, I ain't saying the absolute. I said one of them.
I'm asking, what is your favorite
show? I can't name no favorite show. Oh, okay. I ain't got one like it.
What's probably one of the worst shows you've ever seen?
One of the worst?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can tell you the worst show I've ever seen.
What?
And y'all should look it up on YouTube. That's her name, but Jussie Smollett from Empire. The one who plays Lucius's son, Jamal. Him and his siblings had a sitcom on television, I think, in the early 90s. I cannot remember what it's called, but it is literally the worst piece of television to ever be made. Even the people laughing in the audience couldn't laugh. It was like, ha. I've never seen anything that bad before in my life. Worst show ever. Hands down. Ain't seen nothing worse than it.
I'm trying to think.
Quantico.
Yeah. That's one of them.
And we'd be watching that horrible
Quantico
thing.
Started off like the first four episodes. It's like, oh, this is going to be good. Now, like, we still watching it. Like, and I will comment 8 times. Why are we watching this?
No, even the first episode, I was just like, ugh, something's not right. But we stayed in there and we were just like, what's going to happen next? But, this
actually,
ain't right.
I got to say, consistently, some of the worst shows that I see on TV is like NCIS, whatever. Because they're just so corny.
The procedural shows.
Yeah, like the guy with the, I don't know which one it is. Your mama likes that one. The guy with the red hair.
NCIS? Oh, no, CIS Miami.
Yeah, I think so. And he's like, acts like this hardcore badass detective or whatever. I'm just like, I'm not buying it. You got... extremely pale with his like fire red hair, and he's like talks with this like this deep raspy voice. We're gonna catch him. So now you Batman.
Yeah.
And then like
that's
every
the only
show
way he's pulling off the stuff he's doing.
And every show they walk around like looking in the bushes for clues with these flashlights in broad daylight. Yeah, and it's like, oh, this is, look at this fabric. Let's research, see where this fabric came from. Really? Like, I don't know. It's just so ridiculous to me.
ER is also one of my favorite shows of all time, just because I was on it. That's, look me up. I was on the last three seasons. Nurse Dawn Archer was in about 40 episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, favorite. Actually, ER was actually a really good show, because we had to watch it because she was on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, so what's going to happen? You know?
It's like, I can't
say. That
was
a good show.
Can't say. Yeah. Well, guys, we're going to end it here. Thank you guys so much again for listening and tuning in. Make sure you give us any topic ideas or any questions you want us to answer. We are going to do a natural hair one here coming up, but we want to make sure we are in the right spirits and aren't sick, because there's so many things we can touch on that topic. Yeah,
so we have the energy to talk about it, because right now I don't.
Again, check out our good friend Classic Levine. His album I Signed Myself is on iTunes, and you can hear all of his hits. He's a dope writer and singer out of Louisville, Kentucky. Please follow us on iTunes as well as SoundCloud, and subscribe to That Chick Angel TV. Click that subscribe button if you're watching, and follow us on our social media platforms. All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Y'all have a good one.
Be blessed.